Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, March 31st. Tens of thousands of households are still without power today across Ontario after this weekend's ice storm. It brought down trees and power lines. Hydro One reports outages for more than 6,000 homes and businesses on the Bruce Peninsula and thousands more along Georgian Bay in parts of eastern Grey County. April 2nd is the restoration date for most of them. Crews are working their way through the outages. The Lionshead Pentecostal Country Church is offering support this week to people impacted by the ice storm over the weekend. Lead pastor Dwayne Green says the church has opened its doors to the community from 9 to 5, offering soup, coffee, and a place for people to charge their devices.
3 or 4 days without power, I mean, that's pretty significant, especially for those who have been out since the start of the storm. So our church has power, so we are going to open the doors to the public.
Thousands in the region remain without power today. The Grey Sauble Conservation Authority has issued a flood watch for the Beaver River watershed only. They say rainfall and snow melt has led to significant flow along the Beaver River, similar to a couple of weeks ago. They say due to the high water levels in Lake Eugenia, OPG now has to release more water from the lake in preparation for another rain event forecast for Wednesday. Flood watches are issued when flooding is possible along local water courses. They say landowners along the Beaver River watershed within known flood-prone areas should monitor their situation and be prepared in case of flooding. West Grey is going to consider authorizing an application to Ontario Infrastructure and Lands Corporation for financing the new police station in Durham. The municipality is looking at applying for both temporary construction financing and eventual long-term borrowing. It's an $8.8 million project. Council is set to consider it tomorrow. On the federal election campaign trail today, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre wants to build a Canada First National Energy Corridor that would be a shovel-ready zone after environmental research and consultations for pre-authorized legally binding permits for building pipelines, power lines, roads, and rail lines. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says he would permanently cancel the consumer carbon tax but keep industrial carbon pricing. The NDP wants to eliminate public subsidies and tax breaks for oil and gas companies and use that money to retrofit millions of homes. Liberal leader Mark Carney wants to create an organization called Build Canada Homes to develop affordable housing and finance affordable home builders. He wants Canada to be a leader in the prefabricated housing industry and cut charges and taxes in half for multi-unit housing development. A Thornbury woman has launched a Change.org petition to urge Amazon Canada to stop offering 51st state merchandise. And so far, it's garnered nearly 57,000 signatures. Sue Williams Dunn started the petition on February 9th. If you're inclined, you can find it at Change.org. by searching Urge Amazon to Discontinue Selling 51st State Merchandise. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 158 points to 24,917. The Dow Jones is up 417 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.5 U.S. cents, down 37 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $71.37, up $2.01 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays open a three-game series at home against the Washington Nationals. That's a 7:07 start. The Jays split a four-game series against the Baltimore Orioles to start the season. In the NHL, four games. The Calgary Flames are the lone Canadian team in action. They visit the Colorado Avalanche. The Atlantic Division-leading Toronto Maple Leafs are off until Wednesday when they have a crucial home game against the Florida Panthers. Florida is just 3 points back of the Leafs. Two games in the OHL playoffs tonight, Game 2 in the Barrie Niagara Series and Game 3 in the Windsor and Sault Ste. Marie Series. The Owen Sound Attack are set to host the London Knights in Game 3 of their Western Conference quarterfinal tomorrow at the Bayshore. The Knights won 6-3 yesterday for a 2-0 series lead. Checking the forecast, a special weather statement for northern Grey County and the Bruce Peninsula says there could be more freezing rain Wednesday into Thursday morning. Meanwhile, a special weather statement for wind gusts should die down a bit tonight. Minus 6 tonight, the wind chill minus 10, a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, and a high of 0. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.